All right, right now it's a special pleasure to be joined by a gentleman who I've been a major fan of for years. I totally believe that this man is the most underrated guitarist in rock and roll. You know him as a former member of the Eagles, singer, songwriter, lead guitarist, the pride of Gainesville, Florida, Mr. Don Felder. How you doing, Don?
Oh, I'm doing great, Michael. How are you, my friend?
I am doing well. It's a beautiful day here, and I know you're going to be rolling into town in just about a month to do a special performance at the Autism Speaks benefit, the Rock Till It Stops at the Rock Hall.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. You know, I remember the first time I went to Cleveland, it was the early 90s, and they hadn't finished or even started breaking ground for the Rock Hall. And they came over and took us over, and we were standing on this big dirt foundation area there, and they said, well, your exhibit's going to be right about here. And then I had the pleasure a couple of years ago of going back and doing a fundraiser for the Rock Hall, and now it's just a delightful experience to come back and actually spend some time and effort and energy helping raise money for autism and autism research.
Well, it's got to be a special kick to, after all the years, starting out, like you said, in Gainesville. And, I mean, my first band had guys named like Chuck and Dwight. Your first band had guys named Stephen Stills in it and stuff, you know, which is not a bad way to start. But
that's right. Stephen and I ran into each other when we were about 14, I think, and he came into town, and I had a little band called the Continentals, and we hit it off, and he started playing some shows with us, and we were playing the Palatka, Florida Little Women's Club dance, and some fraternities there at the University of Florida that would hire us underage, a couple of bars in town. We'd kind of sneak in the back door and play on Friday and Saturday night for them. And they had a special wet T-shirt contest on Wednesday night, which we really enjoyed, and made that every Wednesday night. But, yeah, Stephen was definitely a member of one of my first bands.
That's a great thing. And you gave guitar lessons to Tom Petty.
I did, yeah. It used to be Little Tom Petty. You know, nobody called him Big Tom Petty. And he was actually playing bass in this band called the Ruckers Brothers Band. And they had two good guitar players. And Tommy was playing bass and singing, but he was a great front man. He just really sold his show and sold his voice on stage. But they needed some guitar work, some guitar arrangement. So I went down and worked with them a couple of times in rehearsals at their dad's garage, the Rucker Brothers owned a garage. And I went down and helped them kind of sort out some of their guitar parts. And then Tommy started taking guitar lessons from me at this music store called Lipham Music. So, yep, there were a lot of people in that area. The Allman Brothers actually were in that area. We were in battle of bands against each other, and first guy I ever really saw play electric slide guitar was Dwayne, and he sat in his mom's house in Daytona and kind of showed me my introduction to slide guitar. And,
well, you certainly picked it up the right way.
Yeah, it was good fun.
Hey, we're talking with Don Felder of the Eagles, who's going to be in town on May 1st at the Rock Hall for a special performance for the Autism Speaks folks, who have the Rock Till It Stops benefit going on there for autism awareness and a fundraising thing, and they're a great organization. You know, Don, after you stopped touring and playing with the Eagles and things, you became an author, man. I read your book, Heaven and Hell, My Life in the Eagles, a very good read. Was that a cathartic thing to do?
Who would have ever thought that such a poor English student in high school would go on being on the New York Times bestsellers list? Yeah, you know, it actually was a period of my life where I had just gone through a divorce and kind of my family had been broken apart, and I went through the separation with the Eagles, and my life and music had really taken a dramatic change. And so I sat down and started doing these meditations about how I had gotten from a little dirt road and impoverished conditions in the palmetto fields of north central Florida into where I was in this part of my life. And I started these meditations, and I would sit down, and when I came out of the meditations, I would write out, much like you came out of a dream, I'd write down all the recollections that I had. And as I started accumulating pads and pads and pads of notes, I decided I needed to transcribe it into a word processor. And then my fiance came in and read that, a lot of it, one day and said, you know, this would make an amazing book. You should think about, publishing a book. And that really was not the intent or original purpose in doing that. She introduced me to a guy named Michael Ovitz, who owned a large company called AMG at the time, and they had a literary division, and she mentioned it to him. And he said, yeah, you should come in and talk to our literary department. And the next thing I knew, I had a deal to write this book, and I had never written a book, and before you knew it, I had a book out, and it was on the New York Times bestsellers list. So it was a great experience for me to go back and recount, literally year by year, step by step, how I had gotten from that little dirt road in Florida to, you know, being in a band that had sold multiple platinum records and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and just all these accolades along with it. So it was a great experience. It was very grounding for me to do that.
It was a great book. I highly recommend it to anybody out there who likes music, and in particular the Eagles, the whole set of music, because it's called Heaven and Hell, My Life and the Eagles. I know you can pick it up. You're coming in on May 1st at the Rock Hall for the Autism Speaks benefit. What can people expect that night?
Well, you know, I do a lot of the songs that I co-wrote with the other guys in the band, Hotel and Victim of Love, Those Shoes, a bunch of songs. I do some of the Eagles songs that we played for years and years and years. I do a couple of tribute to Stevie Ray Vaughan, and I have a couple of places in the show where I can actually stretch out and play instead of playing the exact Eagles replicas. I've got an amazing group of band members that... My bass player is a classically trained operatic singer who sings all those just searing high parts in all the Eagles harmonies. And a guy named Frank Symes, who's one of my favorite guitar players. He's played with Roger Daltrey and Mick Jagger. And you name it, he's recorded with these guys. Just a real kind of all-star cast of players that have been in the business and are amazing players and singers. And it's a lot of fun. We have a great time. It's called Don Felder, An Evening at the Hotel California. And I hope everybody that's listening to this comes out, because it's really a benefit for Autism Speaks. And I got involved with Autism Speaks, 7 or 8 years ago, by a charity golf tournament out at Riviera Country Club here in Los Angeles. And I met the fellow that was head of it, a guy named Bob Wright, who was just the past retired president of NBC Universal. And he had taken up this campaign because I believe his granddaughter or one of his grandchildren had been afflicted with autism. And I had a really serious misconception about what it was and how pervasive it was in today's world. And when I started looking at the facts that today nearly one in every 55 boys that's born winds up being diagnosed with some level of autism, whether it's high-functioning Asperger syndrome to severely impaired in mobile kind of autism. And the real interesting thing is that the earlier it can be detected, even now they have early detection at the age of 9 months, and then 18 months, and then 24, that if it's detected early enough, there are a great number of treatments and therapies that can be done that can substantially minimize the long-term effect of autism, where today you may meet people that have a light case of autism, Asperger syndrome, very high-functioning autistic people, and you would never know that they've been diagnosed with this because it was diagnosed early and treated early. If it's not treated early and they go on to be in their 7, 8, 10, 12, 14 before it's actually formally diagnosed, there's very little impact that can be done to improve these children's life. So it's something that this is Autism Awareness Month, so I wanted to do a benefit not only to help raise money for this cause, but also use... like yourself and your radio station there, to help bring awareness to this particular just affliction that's just an epidemic in world epidemics right now. And say we need to get out and figure out why this is happening and where it's coming from. And the way you do that is through research funds. And Mr. Wright, Bob Wright, has gone through the U.S. government and gotten, I think, $800 million from the government for autistic research to find out where it's coming from, how to cure it if there is a way. And that's what we have to do, is continue this campaign, because the numbers are getting worse and worse and worse against us, and we need to figure this out. So that's why I'm here, coming in to play some music and find a cause.
Well, they've got a great spokesman and backer in you, and I know that you're a very special person to the organization, a good bunch of people, the Autism Speaks folks. Don Felder, that's right. He's going to be performing Saturday, May 1st at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. and museum, the Autism Speaks benefit, Rock Till It Stops. Don, thank you for taking the time today. Thank you for all the great music, and thank you for lending your talent and energy behind this cause. So, hey, you have a great Easter weekend, and we'll see you at the first on the Rock Hall.
Come on down to the show, Michael. It'd be good to see you again, and we'll catch up.
It's a deal. Thanks, Don.
Right. Thanks, Mike.
Bye-bye.